story. Then we can show a continuation of the previous one. We can show maybe also the second chapter somewhere in the beginning. How people in these rich countries, or in general, that the leaders there, they may also make it that way. They're trained to just look at screens and eat and sleep and have sex and buy things and work hard for that. Not even work hard, but just a life in complacency. Not much intelligence, not much knowledge, not reading, not learning much. They even look down upon that. You think you are something, you're a professor, because you read all your books. Well, I know better. That kind of mentality. And just to focus on the body, because that's the philosophy. That's what materialism means. So they spend lots of money doing surgical enhancements of their bodies, buying fine, expensive clothes, this thing, that thing. Yes, studying, whatever, just to get a good job, connections, you know, social life becomes a contact network for your purposes. So we got this, you can show this. What shall we call it? Not soulless people, but people just, I don't know what, living like animals in a way, but animals still more normal. So anyway, we show it. And then there are the others among them, because they are like almost on automatic life. It's not life, it's automatic. Walking back, walking forth. And among them, there are these other ones who are awake, who are questioning, who are, you know, intelligent, who dare to think on their own, who just don't fit into the mold. And that should be established also, those two, and these are the sides we follow in the story.